I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Welcome, everybody. Did you feel the support in the room? That was beautiful. Welcome to the SoCal Helpful Honda Sound Space. My name is Nicole Alvarez. Thank you for coming. Really quickly, we have a limited edition Iration hoodie and t-shirt at the K-Rock shop. Without further ado, please welcome Micah from Iration. He didn't even know I wanted to throw up. That's amazing.
Hello.
This is a slick move.
Gangster. It was all me. It was all my idea.
Wow.
I purchased the flowers.
I see your
dying.
Game. I'm going to match it. First of all, so you know that we're playing Day Tripping on K-Rock, right? There you go. There's our people. The thing is, a lot of people think this is the first time that Iration got played on K-Rock, when indeed this is not your first rodeo. Correct?
This is our second rodeo, Okay. Yes.
So there is a video on YouTube. We used to do this thing called the K-Rock Music Meetings, where they would put us in a room and force us to listen to music, those heathens. But there is one video, and it's my music director, Miles, who's in here, my boss, K-Dub, and it's Sebu from Capital Cities and the legendary Matt Pinfield. And they go around the room, and they play Iration's Press Play. Then at the end of the video, they call your manager to tell you guys that Iration is going into rotation at K-Rock. The first time you heard that, how did it feel?
Surreal. I mean, obviously, growing up in a place like Hawaii, which the radio that we get over there is not K-Rock, I'll just say that. It's like Wilson Phillips and...
What is wrong with that?
I mean, I love it, but it's like, I grew up on...
I gotta check
him. It's not K-Rock, I'll just say that. So, you know, our manager's from L.A., and so I think it was a big moment for him as well. It's an iconic station. It's an iconic, you know, piece of Americana, really, I would say, is K-Rock is responsible for breaking so many bands and so many, you know, being the tastemaker of music around the country and rock music specifically around the country. Just to be included in that was surreal.
Yeah. Mind-blowing. I don't think we'd be sitting here without the humble beginnings, so I want to talk about your humble beginnings. First of all, if I'm not mistaken, you all met at a prep school in Hawaii. And then, from there, how did you end up bewitching Ilovistans?
Yeah, so we went to high school together. We grew up together. Obviously, it was a prep school, yeah. It was our parents, you know, I would not say any of us are very rich, but our parents definitely were like, we'll make sure you guys get a good education. That's the number one
but
thing.
But wait, what was your plan in prep school? Was it like law school? Was it insurance?
Well, we went to, you know, the guys went to go to City College in Santa Barbara. So the plan was to party as hard as you can. I think that was
done
like.
And done.
And surf, obviously. But, you know, we ended up in Santa Barbara together and we actually didn't have the band in high school. We were friends, but we never even thought about playing music together. And then when we got to Santa Barbara in Isla Vista, it was kind of like, hey, what can we do to kill some time? Let's start a band. And it just kind of like organically came together. True, actual garage band where somebody opened up their garage and said, I have a few feet of space. Let's start jamming in here and
see what happens.
Just went from there, yeah.
And then you started playing bars in college towns, and there were people that were drunk off their faces, but somehow or another, you captivated the audience. So what was the next step from there? When did this become a serious thing?
I think it was right around like 2008, 2009. We got our first national tour, Pepper, the band Pepper, who was from the Big Island as well, the same island we were from. I think they did us a solid and said, like, let's take the young guns out on tour with us.
The young guns.
And they had a big song at the time, Give It Up, that was doing really well. And so we went out and supported them as the first of three bands and kind of cut our teeth on the road, learn how to tour, learn how to get off stage in 2 minutes flat or else you get yelled at by their roadies, and just kind of learn how to negotiate being on tour. And I think, you know, that's been our job since then, has been being on the road and touring, and we kind of just
the good life
kept going from there. Yeah,
the good life.
Yeah, the good life of McDonald's dollar menu and Subway.
You know, we knock that around, but sometimes in today's complicated world, the simple things really are the good life if you think about it.
Yeah, I mean, I can't. If I smell a Subway sandwich, the bread,
I've made it.
It's a violent reaction that I still have to this day. I hope they're not a sponsor or something like that. But.
In 2007, you released your first album, No Time to Rest. And since then, you've experienced pretty steady success. Like, you've always accomplished something with everything that you've dropped. How do you stay? Well, first of all, this is a two-parter. What do you consider success? But secondly, how do you stay super humble and grounded as gentlemen?
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. See, I'm repaying you. It's the game for the flowers.
I think success for us has always just been, you know, being able to do it full time as a job. I think that was always the first goal, was can we live and pay our rent? And, you know, we all lived together in a house for a long time, and that was interesting, to say the least. Bunking up, sharing rooms. That felt successful at the time, you know, and then it was like, oh, if we can get on a tour bus, that would be success for us.
Done.
Or we could sell out the Roxy Theater.
Done.
Or, and then it just, you know, it just kept kind of progressing. The goals got a little bit bigger and bigger.
But you stayed grounded.
Well, I think part of that is, you know,
golf.
Yes.
He plays golf, ladies and gentlemen.
We're from Hawaii. Hawaii is a place where you can't, if you get a little too big for your britches, you will get probably brought down to earth. And nobody can really operate, no matter who you are. You go to, you know, you go out there and you see, you know, the guys from Metallica or, you know, Jack Johnson, who are gigantic stars, and they're just everyday guys when you're in Hawaii. And I
so
think that's part of it.
As punishment, they make you play golf.
You really want to bring this back to golf? Huh?
I do, because I don't
understand. Listen, we play a lot of golf. I think that golf is one of those games that can really check your, make you humble, you know, because no matter who you are, you can get embarrass yourself, and you're never, you're always, there's always a shank or a bad shot that's going to bring you back to earth, no matter who you are.
It's the beauty of your band and bands like you. You're very down to earth, and that keeps everybody else feeling unintimidated. It's very disarming, your music. You're purveyors of the good life, but you're also, I guess the best word is disarming, because at an iRation show, everybody's just free to chill. You know, I was thinking in your, I don't want to say genre, but it's what, alternative reggae roots? Yeah. There's no real unhinged rock star behavior. Like, there's no reggae band dressed in ill-fitting leather with eyeliner and a severe drug problem. That's so interesting to me. That I know.
Push back on the severe drug problems, but the other stuff, yeah.
I mean, I don't know what you guys do in the trailer, but okay, so this brings us to your eighth album that's about to drop in October called Day Trippin'. There are three singles out already, one of which is in rotation at K-Rock. Give us a little backstory on all three.
Yeah, so this cycle, writing cycle, started last year, early 2022, and even kind of before that, to be honest, and we really wanted to try something different. We kind of did three albums, starting with Hotting Up, the self-titled album, and then Kosin, that were very produced, bigger sounding records, And we kind of were able to experiment and really push our songwriting, like what we wanted to sound, what we wanted our sound to be and what we wanted to sound like. We pushed it out to a lot of different, you know, things. And so when we came back to this one, we said, you know what, we need to go back to what makes Iration like a band, which is the synergy when we play together live. And when we're together, when we're playing together, there's an energy that is bigger than the sum of the parts. None of us are, you know, crazy virtuoso musicians or virtuoso singers or anything like that. But when we put us together, there's a different kind of energy there. And I think that's what we really wanted to capture with this record. So that was the goal. And we did. We started with a song called New Style. That was kind of just, listen, it's a 5.5 minute long, like, wandering reggae dub kind of song. And we're like, you know, should we cut it down to 3.5 minutes? And we're like, nah, just leave it. Let it be what it is. And let, you know, the people that will enjoy it. And you know, maybe it won't be a radio song per se, or, you know, a big single type thing, but it will be for our core base and the fans that really have supported us and stuck with us since day one. And then we did a song called IRL, which is kind of another song in that vein of traditional, you know, Iration, in the vein of Summer Nights or Falling or songs in that nature, which is just about enjoying life and, you know, positive vibes and, you know, the feel-good type of song. And then our manager said, listen, because we were trying to work with new producers and new songwriters and things like that, and people just to get freshen it up. And he said, there's this woman, Susie Shin, who would you guys be interested in working with her? And I kind of like looked up her bio and stuff and just see, you know, and I'm a huge Weezer fan since high school, and, you know, just always been a Weezer fan. So saw that she was producing Weezer records, and
she's a badass.
So we were like, yeah, we want to work with Susie. So we got in the room with her, and we had the beginning of the song Day Trippin', which was the chorus of the song, and she kind of guided us to the finish and produced it. And we ended up with a song that we all were very happy about and felt that it was a perfect blend of kind of what we've done in the past, which is alternative rock, reggae, pop, a lot of those different things that kind of make us unique. So
it's basically, it's back to your roots, but more experienced roots or something.
Yes, like 2.0. I always try to say it's like going back to Time Bomb Automatic 2.0 thing, you know.
What you were saying about some of you not being virtuosos, I beg to differ. You're very good at what you do, but also not everybody knows what to do with energy, and all of you know how to sync it up and make it a language, and then you manipulate the vibe in the room, and that is a gift that you cannot deny. So if your energy virtuosos, how's that?
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Game recognizes game.
That sounds
game.
Like an album title.
Yeah, no, game recognizes game. You brought me flowers, and I'm just like, you know, putting flowers all over your ego.
You deserve your flowers.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing. Lastly, are you the one that's going to have a new baby? Or is it the other one?
I am having a baby,
It's you. Congratulations. September, second. Right? September. Tomorrow they go on the second leg of their tour, and I think it goes a little something like Chula, 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 Santa Barbara, Santa Barbara, Santa Barbara, Ventura, Ventura, Chula, New Mexico, something
like that. It's a lot of double dates, a lot of multiple nights. And
you get to go on the road with a bunch of guys that came up in the scene with you, like Revolution, The Expendables, and coming up together. Just tell me what it's like to tour with your brothers, essentially like the biggest family ever.
It is. It's like summer camp out there. It's, we all, you know, we eat together in the catering, and we all are doing random, you know, board games and playing.
How wholesome.
Not board games. What I'm talking about is like beer dice or beer pong.
Just
or,
no ill-fitting, you know, leather and severe drug use.
Everything involves some booze or some form of drinking, but we're all out there just having a great time. And it's like you go on tour with bands that you maybe don't know each other, and you see each other around at the catering or whatever, you say hi, and then that's kind of it. But with this tour, it's every day we're spending every second together. We're hanging out, we're on each other's buses. It is very much like a family vibe and a summer camp vibe, so it's great.
Whatever you're doing it right, because you do have a genuinely happy look on your face. and it's hard not to recognize that. Thank you for taking time out for us. Day Tripping comes out in October.
Thank you guys for
Micah,
coming out.
Micah, thank you so much.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.